Now let's talk about voicing. Now you know where the voice box, the glottis, is. So if you can at this moment, put your fingers lightly on the front of your throat on the glottis and say, S, M, L, R, K, Sh, V, Ch. Some of these sounds make your throat vibrate. You can feel the vibration with your fingers. Those are the voiced sounds. The sounds that don't make any vibration are called voiceless sounds. All vowels are voiced in English, and the other voiced sounds are b, d, g, j, l, m, n, ng, r, v, u, y, z, z, and z. The voiceless sounds are k, f, h, p, s, t, w, x, sh, ch, th. There's one more voiceless sound, but we won't talk about it today. And why is voicing important? It's important because voicing or not voicing affects how long we say the vowel that comes before that sound. For example, listen to these pairs. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. You can hear that bad is said for a longer time than bat. D is a voiced sound, and we say the vowel before a voiced sound for a longer time. Listen again. He's a bat boy. He's a bad boy. Listen. She gets the ace. She gets the A's. Z is voiced and S isn't. So we have to say A's for a longer time than we say ace. Listen. Tuck it in. Tug it in. We say tug longer because it ends with a voiced sound. Listen. Take the batch. Take the badge. Which vowel is said for a longer time? Now, you try it. Say these sentences after me, please, and please be sure to make the vowel longer in the second sentence of each pair. He's a bat boy. He's a bad boy. She gets the ace. She gets the A's. Tuck it in. Tug it in. It was a flight. It was a fly. I want to write. I want to ride. We'll practice more like these in the later sessions.